Now, are you, you're a pilot, are you?
Yes, I am a first officer.
Oh, first officer. Okay, so what exactly does a first officer, what's the responsibility for, of a first officer?
Well, in an aircraft, in general, I'm a first officer. I obey a command from the captain. You know, in the cockpit, it's a two-man crew.
Right.
It's a CRM going on between first officer and captain at all times.
Right.
There's always like positive exchange of command, assisting each other in their own path and ensure that his job is done, and ensure, you know, he would ensure that my job is done right as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, we implement each other, you know, in making the safe flight.
Right. Okay. Do you always fly the same routes, or do you have some variety in the places you fly to?
We have a scheduled flight that go to different places in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
We also fly international. The route that my aircraft fly to internationally is Yangon.
Oh, Yangon in Burma, Myanmar, yeah.
And occasionally we also have, you know, dispatch flight to different, you know, non-scheduled routes that we go to, such as Vietnam and India.
Oh, okay. So
charter flight.
Oh, charters, yes, because. Must be more of a, sort of a small regional airline, isn't it? Sort of like.
Actually, it is. There's in Bangkok, you know, since after the open sky policy that it was in effect by the new government. Now, like, there were a lot of airlines, new airlines, that just popped up and, you know, compete in trying to get shares in the market. In the aviation market in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them.
Oh, okay. Because I know I've flown several times. I've flown on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a regional.
Yeah, another. Yeah. I know they. I think they have a couple international routes to Singapore and maybe Vietnam.
Yeah,
but
also, you know, in the Southeast Asia region.
Mm-hmm.
They fly China as well.
Oh, they do. Oh, I didn't know that.
Expanding.
Oh.
I think most recent route that they have now was the latest one was Maldives. But, you know, after the tsunami.
Oh, problem maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have? I guess there's not a whole range of airports you fly into, but do you have? I know some airports can probably be a little bit different or more difficult to land at than other airports, depending on traffic or geography or weather conditions. Do you have preferences of what airports you fly into? Are some easier than others?
Oh, I do not have preference.
Hmm.
You know, to fly to, you know, a particular airport, because if you are a pilot, you know, you how would I say it? You cannot choose to, you know, you only want to fly this route, or you want to fly, you know, certain route. It's not possible. We have scheduled airlines. We have scheduled to fly. The only thing that would interfere us from flying would be aircraft defects or weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do not have preference on, you know, I would rather fly to Yangon than to Renang or Phuket.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like, certainly there's one airport that was difficult, you know, categorized as difficult by most pilots, was Renang Airport, because the runway was short.
Oh.
It wasn't short, you know, relative, it's a very relative term. For our aircraft, it, you know, we can land, but it would just, we just have to get the maximum performance out of the aircraft.
Oh, so it's a, okay.
It was kind of, you know, like, you have to, you know, use all the tricks from the hat to make it land and, you know, make it stay right on the runway.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. So, oh, it's very windy? Is it in the mountains or something, or?
It's not in the mountain. Actually, it's like, not too far from, from Andaman Sea. So it's like a seaside approach.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of tricky.
Have you ever had any kind of emergency on any one of your flights? Maybe a medical emergency or a fuel emergency? Or
actually, there was one flight that time. It was a flight to Krabi. And there was a medical emergency on the flight. Our passenger boarded, and we took off. And probably like 15 minutes after takeoff, flight came into the cockpit and said, Captain, I was the first officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The captain, her face was pale. But Captain, we have a passenger that was like coughing out blood.
So
captain said, okay, go back and try to assess the situation. You know, how bad is it? What happened? I tried to look at my pressurization. Everything seems, in the cockpit is normal. And, she ran back again and said, she found out something about this particular passenger. This particular passenger had an existing medical condition. A terminal cancer, lung cancer. But what happened was, she wanted to go back home. she wanted to go back home, but when the group checked in, she had her her son and her daughter check her in.
Mm-hmm.
So the ground staff did not have a chance to inspect, if she has a proper medical certificate that's signed by a doctor releasing her to fly on the aircraft. But it was too late already. So it was a decision that had to be made. So captain decided to turn back to Bangkok and land and passenger actually passed away on board.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. You have to, it was a big investigation.
Oh.
You have to go and give out a statement.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like the most dramatic experience I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I learned a lot from that because I have to go to flight operation manual and see, we have a special section just for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding passenger disease on in flight.
So I guess there are certain procedures for that, are there?
Yes, actually that's a special thing that we have to do, paperwork that we have to file.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess
it's life and death. There's a police statement that we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
We have a step-by-step that we have to do.
Oh, okay. So that's the only serious kind of emergency you've had on one of your flights. Well,
that's one of the most serious. Another one was a cracked window.
Oh, that would cause depressurization.
actually, it was a flight from Bangkok to Gaya, India.
Uh-huh.
And we have descent. We started descent already. So the Gaya, I think we already passed 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down, and then all of a sudden it was like crack. Oh, Captain, did you see? He was, he was flying, so he was communicating
mm-hmm.
with ATC.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not see it, so I need to inform him. He said, "Oh, okay, go to the QRH." So I looked up. Go to abnormal procedure and did everything that had to be done. But, luckily we landed safely.
Oh, okay. So
we had to call the company at Bangkok to send engineer and maintenance to come and, to come and do repairs. Actually, not repair, but replace.
Replace the window, yeah. So how did it cause depressurization or anything?
It did not, actually. The window was double pane.
Uh-huh.
So only the inner one was broken.
Oh, okay.
I was concerned that it might crack and then fall into captain. The pressurization wasn't lost or anything.
Oh, it was in the cockpit.
It was in the cockpit.
Oh. Very interesting. How could that happen?
I have no idea.